Good morning and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. It's Thursday, September 22nd, and I'm your host, Eric Steven. What if the Dodgers are bad now? Are they bad? Do we know? They made six errors in Tuesday's doubleheader against the Diamondbacks, including four in the nightcap. They salvaged a split, they won the first game, so it wasn't really salvaging a split. They won one and they lost one. But they had a five-run eighth-inning rally in game one to prevent a doubleheader sweep. On Wednesday, they only had one hit through eight innings. That hit was Mookie Betts' 35th home run of the season, his career high. ESPN Stats and Info pointed out that Betts is the first Dodger with 35 home runs and 35 doubles in the same season since Duke Snider with Brooklyn in 1954. I looked up. It's only happened two other times in team history. Snider did it also in 1953. He was pretty good, turns out. And Babe Herman in 1930. Trey Turner and Freddie Freeman added singles in the ninth inning, but that was it. Dodgers lost 6-1. If you're looking to the hits leaderboard, since Turner and Freeman have sort of been there all year, 1-2. Freeman now has 190 hits. Turner has 183. They are on pace for 207 hits for Freddie Freeman and 199 for Turner. He's fallen off a bit of the 200-hit pace, so it's interesting to see how they sort of end up there. Like I said, the Dodgers lost on Wednesday. It was their second loss in a row. It's also why it's incredibly hard to win 112 games, which is still the pace that the Dodgers are on after those two losses. They are 103 and 46 right now with 13 games remaining. There's always going to be lulls when a team plays poorly. It happens, and you know, even the best of teams play terribly sometimes, even for long stretches. The Dodgers haven't really had any super extended stretches of bad play this year, so when they play badly, it stands out. So like I wouldn't call the two losses, or I guess three bad games in a row. They were sloppy in that first game too. They did win, but it's a little concerning at this point. But they've also wrapped up nearly everything. Their magic number to clinch the number one seed in the National League is four. They have a 4.5 game lead over the Astros for best record in baseball. If you're thinking about potential home field advantage in the World Series, thinking that far ahead, there's obviously a long way to go to get there. But I would say the most troubling thing to come out of Tuesday is Dustin May. It was his third bad start out of his last four. He allowed five runs on seven hits in four innings. So he's six starts back from Tommy John surgery. He has a 4.50 ERA, 4.38 FIP. He's just been kind of ordinary. Like I said, three out of his last four starts have been pretty bad, just kind of lost it a little bit. He has an 11% walk rate in those six starts. Again, it's only six starts, but that stands out because that's about double what his career rate was entering this year, 5.9%, or a little almost double. He's hit five batters in six starts this year in 30 innings. In his first three major league seasons, 19 starts, 113 and two-thirds innings, he only hit six batters. So he's off right now, and he did look great. Last Friday in San Francisco, he had five hitless innings. He was also pulled on a pitch count for that game because in between starts before then, he had elbow soreness. And that's all one big ball of concern, I would say, with Dustin May. So I think at this point with him, you just don't know what to expect, right? Like, he's coming off of Tommy John surgery. There's going to be ups and downs. Long term, you know, you just sort of trust the rehab and think he's going to be good. I would imagine after a full off season of sort of a normal kind of off season instead of a rehabbing off season, he'll probably be much stronger heading into next year. But for right now and sort of getting ready for the playoffs, there is a lot of unknown and you don't really know what to expect from May at this point. You certainly can't like pencil him into the rotation, given how he's pitching. And it's just a matter of like figuring out his role, whether it's going to be like a short burst guy, but can you be a short burst guy when you're walking everybody and you're hitting batters and you don't have any command. So that's an issue right now. And then you just have to also consider, like, obviously if he's not healthy, they will shut him down. But like the elbow sort of soreness was a little concerning, you know, in between those couple starts ago. So it's something to watch. Certainly has the stuff to turn things around. But like as of now, he is very much an unknown. But he's not alone in that regard on sort of the Dodgers pitching side of things as they sort of head into October. 2 weeks left in the season. We'll talk a little bit more about the other Dodgers unknowns after the break. Speaking of those unknowns, there are five pitchers working their way back from the injured list at this point. Bruiser Gratterall, he's expected to be activated today on Thursday. Dave Roberts said this before Wednesday's game at Dodger Stadium. So Gratterall's been out all month with elbow inflammation. That IL stint came only four games after he missed about 6 weeks with shoulder inflammation. So it's been a rough patch in the second half for him. Blake Treinen was sort of in the queue to be potentially activated this week. But on Wednesday, Roberts put it, he's not bouncing back the way any of us would have hoped. So they're sort of still seeing what's up with him, like probably has to, you know, pitch another bullpen here and there. Treinen pitched twice after returning. He missed about 4.5 months away with a torn right shoulder capsule. He was activated on September 2nd, only pitched twice before landing back on the injured list. Now it's with shoulder tightness. So I think he is very much into the unknown, but also in the might be ready for October category. But at the very least, if he is ready, he's certainly not someone they can use like he was the previous 2 years. Like Treinen in both 2020 and 2021 led the team in multi-inning outings and games pitched on zero rest. So he was someone they relied on, like, you know, used very heavily in high leverage. At this point, it's like if they get him back, it's going to be sort of a reduced version of himself. Again, long-term, he's, you know, signed for next year too. Would imagine he should be, you know, okay with an off-season to sort of get back to things. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see sort of how long this sort of continues. Another one they are still sort of waiting on is not like the others in that Tony Gonsolin is a starter, although we'll talk about how his role might be going forward this year. He has a, quote, big day coming Thursday. I believe Roberts termed it as a big day. He's facing hitters for the first time, I believe, since going on the injured list. He's going to pitch an up and down, as they say, probably two simulated innings. Facing hitters. He last pitched in a game on August 23rd. He has a right forearm strain. So best case scenario for Gonsolin, as Roberts put it, was if all goes well Thursday with his simulated game, he'll throw another bullpen session. And then after that, it's either like more extended simulated game or a rehab assignment. So Oklahoma City plays next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at home to end their regular season. We've talked about this before, but there's just no way Gonsolin can start for the Dodgers in the playoffs. So at this point, and at least not like in a normal starter's role, he's just not going to be built up. So, you know, it's one of those, if they get him back, he's maybe a two inning guy or maybe a three inning guy or something. That could still be very valuable, but you also have to see how he's feeling, how he's pitching. So there's a lot of unknowns at this point. And the other, I guess there's another two pitchers still on the injured list on their way back. David Price had left wrist inflammation. He will also pitch a simulated game Thursday at Dodger Stadium. He's only going to go one inning, though, you know, given his role. Yency Almonte already joined Oklahoma City this week on a rehab assignment. He pitched on Tuesday. He's supposed to pitch again Friday and Saturday. Could be activated next week. He's been out since August 9th with right elbow tightness. These are a lot of question marks. So there's also, I would say, I'm not sure if I consider him in the mix for like a playoff spot. But Victor Gonzalez also sort of went back on the beam in terms of his rehab assignment. after getting shut down. He pitched on Tuesday as well for Oklahoma City, but has not pitched all year, and he had elbow surgery in April. So this might be more of a let's see where he's at and like head into the offseason on a high note type thing. Who knows? But I think he's also sort of a long shot for October. But the point is there's still lots to sort out. 2 weeks left in the season plus another five off days before the Dodgers start the NLDS. But it might not be so much about which Dodgers pitchers are going to make the postseason roster, but rather will they have 13 healthy pitchers come October? So there's a lot to sort out over these last 2 weeks. I think we've talked about sort of the pitching plans back and forth over and over the last several weeks, but I think it keeps sort of changing, and that's why you always say bet the over on the injuries when they say, you know, certain player has this timetable. Maybe add a little bit to that, and you're usually going to come out on the right side. But yeah, a lot to solve, a lot to watch the next week or so, given we'll probably know a better timeline for some of these pitchers. But there's one more game tonight against the Diamondbacks, and then the Dodgers welcome old friend Albert Pujols to town over the weekend with the Cardinals. But that's today's leading off with True Blue LA. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.